The dream solution. What is the best way to save for long-term goals? Next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you have probably heard me talk about my YouTube channel, wherein I release every single day an answer. This is usually an 8 to 12 minute answer to a specific financial question that has been asked anywhere from 30 to 300 times every single month for the last several months. And so I'm going to answer a few of those questions for you here and in the next segment. And I get asked this question many times, Doug, what is the best way to save for long-term goals? Now, a long-term goal I would define as any financial goal where you are setting aside money for a need, a want, 5 years or longer down the road. It would definitely include saving for retirement, or maybe for a major purchase, a home or what have you, maybe college funding for your children or grandchildren. And so that would be a long-term goal. And I've often said that one of the biggest mistakes people make is they choose short-term investments for long-range goals. That's not the way to go. That would be putting money in maybe a bank or a credit union in a savings account, earning a pathetic 1% rate of return, for example, when the current of inflation is coming down at 3 or 4 miles an hour, you're rowing upstream 1 mile an hour. You're going backwards. Another mistake people make is they choose long-term investments as if it was a short-range goal. In other words, they put money into a long-term investment like a mutual fund, and then they treat it like it was a drive-up window at a bank. And they dip into it in a year or two, or they get antsy because maybe they think they're missing out on opportunities or what have you. So the first thing is you want to choose long-term investments or strategies for long-range goals. Now, in the various books that I have written, and I've been very blessed to write 11 thus far, I'm working on my 12th right now, and I talk about my test of a prudent investment, and it spells an acronym, LASER, okay? The L stands for liquidity, the S stands for safety, and the R stands for return or rate of return. And if there's tax benefits, that's sort of like icing on the cake. And so this is what motivated me to co-author with my two sons our most recent best-selling book, The Laser Fund, because I have a particular fund where I think it passes that laser test with flying colors. In other words, I think a prudent investment, first of all, should be liquid to be able to access that money when you need it with maybe an electronic funds transfer or phone call. And it doesn't incur penalties by the IRS if you dip into it, because an IRA or 401k, if you touch that before age 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty and so forth. And so it's not as liquid. There's penalties or you have to pay tax. And so that's not really an investment that would pass the liquidity test. Real estate doesn't pass the liquidity test because you usually have to sell the real estate. Sometimes it may take you weeks or months to do that, or you have to borrow the equity back out, and it may be hard to qualify to borrow the equity out. When you need the money the worst, it's the hardest to get to qualify. So there's lots of investments that do not pass the liquidity test with flying colors. My favorite vehicle, which I call the Laser Fund, I could access money in 24 hours if I needed it. Most emergencies, you don't need the money in 24 hours, usually a day or two or three. And so many of the clients that I have coached through the years and my mentees, they like the Laser Fund to be able to access money when they need it. That's liquidity. That's number one. Whenever I've gotten into trouble financially, it's because I lacked liquidity. Number two would be safety, and I'm not just talking about the safety of the institution where my money is. Yes, you want a strong financial institution ranked high by many of the ranking agencies like Standard & Poor's and the various methods by which financial institutions with their acid test ratios on their assets and liabilities and their liquidity would pass the safety test. But I'm also talking about safety of principle, that whenever I set aside money, I don't want to lose the principle that I've set aside, especially due to market volatility. And any year that I make money, I want to have that become newly protected principle. I don't want to ever lose in the future money that I've made in the past few years. I was just having lunch with a very successful businessman, and he is very savvy and has made millions of dollars in real estate and in the market and so forth. And he understands really that if you can get an average return of 7, 8, 9, even 10% average, especially that's tax advantaged, that will outperform most money in the market. When you have some years where you have 20 and 25% gains, but other years you have 20, 30, and 40% losses. And I can prove this mathematically all day long, because when you have your money in the market and you lose, let's say 33%, 100,000 goes down to 67,000, a 33% loss has to be followed by a 50% gain to get back to break even. See, 67,000 has to have a 50% increase to get back to your 100,000 level. Many people in 2008 suffered a 50% loss. 100,000 went down to 50,000. Well, a 50% loss has to be followed by a 100% gain to get back what you lost. I would just as soon not lose when the market goes down and make money every time the market goes up, and that's what I call the laser fund, and it is done through indexing. So, for example, in 2001, 2002, 2003, I may not have made very much money, but I didn't lose. Most Americans lost 40%, and it took 4 years until 2007 to make back what they lost. In that seven-year period, because I actually averaged 7.23%, and then by rebalancing a little over 10%, $1 million in 2000 was worth $2 million at the end of 2007. Most people, if they had $1 million in the year 2000, it dropped down to 600,000 and barely came back to $1 million in 2007. Then one single year, 2008, it dropped 40% again. $1 million went down to 600,000. I didn't lose any money in 2007 and 2008. I didn't make much of anything, but I didn't lose. The first 90 days of 2009, many people following our indexing strategies locked in gains of 16% tax-free after not losing a dime. At the end of the decade, they had definitely doubled their money, but at the end of 12 years, 2012, most people that had their money in the market were barely back to the $1 million break-even point. People following the indexing strategies had tripled their money. $1 million was worth $3 million. This is because they did not lose when the market went down, and they started making money again when the market recovered and started going back up again. You're not having to make up for the losses. You just pick up where you left off more or less, and this is called lock in and reset, which is one of my favorite strategies. And so the dream solution for long-term goals like retirement or college funding, as I'll talk about, or any type of a goal where you're saving money for maybe a new home that's 5 years out, I would strongly recommend that you choose a vehicle that passes the liquidity test, safety test, rate of return test with flying colors, and if it has any tax benefits, that's icing on the cake. The reason why I like the laser fund is because it's totally tax-free. It's the only vehicle that I'm aware of in the Internal Revenue Code that allows you to accumulate, access, and transfer your money tax-free when you ultimately die. And it blossoms in value. See, municipal bonds do not blossom in value when you die. A Roth IRA does not do that. So this knocks the socks off of all of those. and it usually produces at least 100% more in net spendable retirement income. If that is your long-term goal, then the same amount of money put into a traditional IRA or 401k, or even a Roth IRA or 401k. That's why the laser fund is often referred to by savvy CPAs and tax attorneys as the rich man's Roth.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is 100% better than an IRA or 401k. In this segment, I'm going to address the question, what is the best way to save for retirement? Folks, I've been helping people optimize their financial assets, minimize unnecessary taxes, and prepare for retirement for now more than 45 years. And there are four different areas or instruments, financial vehicles, that I would recommend you put money into if you want to diversify. But by far, hands down, my favorite vehicle, I talked about it in the previous segment, I call the Dream Solution. I wish I could put 100% of my money in this, but I can't. You're not allowed to. But I would recommend that probably at least 40, 50 or even 60% of your retirement income be in this Dream Solution. Why? Because it's tax-free. I have helped so many people who came to learn from our educational institute and our various events, and they would sometimes thump themselves on the chest, so to speak, and be proud because they had saved and saved. But the problem is they were way too top heavy in yet to be taxed IRAs and 401ks invested in the market. And I went, oh, my heavens, you've painted yourself into this huge corner. You're going to be paying taxes through the nose the rest of your life. We need to cure this tax dis-ease. See, when you're not at ease, that's called a dis-ease. And so I had to cure that because they were always told, oh, just put it in a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, and you'll be in a lower tax bracket when you retire. And when they hit retirement, if you have any type of a respectable retirement nest egg, you're not in a lower bracket. So people would go, wait, what's up here? I'm having to pay more in taxes than ever. I'm not in a lower bracket. What was I thinking? Or what was that advisor telling me to defer? That's not what a fiduciary should be doing. Weren't they supposed to look out for my best interest? You can't believe how many times people have complained because they now have to pay back in taxes in 2 or 3 years of retirement every dime they saved in taxes over 30 years of contributions. And they pay them back every 2 or 3 years the rest of their life, to where many times they are paying back 8, 10, 12 times the amount of taxes in retirement than the taxes they saved on the contributions going into it. That's why oft times I will use the farmer and the seed metaphor. If you were a farmer and you had the choice of buying your seed in the springtime, let's say, and you didn't have to pay tax on what you paid for the seed. So you got that tax advantaged or tax free. You planted the seed, you cultivated, you harvested, and later in the fall of life, and now you agree to pay tax on what you sell your harvest for. That's a traditional IRA or 401k. What if you just paid tax on the price of the seed, and later on, when you harvested that money in retirement, now you don't have to pay tax on what you sell your harvest for? Now, folks, that is a far better way to go if you think future taxes are going to be higher. And most people I ask, how many of you think taxes in the future, in the long run, are going to be lower? Nobody raises their hands. in my audiences. How many think they're going to be the same? There might be one or two. But when I ask, how many of you think they're going to be higher because of government spending, the printing of money, and government programs, and, hey, we're going to have national health care. Hey, we're going to have Medicare for all. Hey, we're going to forgive all student loans. Hey, we're going to do this and this and this and this. Well, who's going to pay for it? People who have the money. Well, who has the money? Retirees who saved. See, this is why they want to redistribute the, quote, wealth, because they want to take from the people who saved and give it to the people who didn't save. And this is a problem. And so most people think, you know what, in the long run, taxes are going to be higher. And the General Accountability Office says, yep, in order to cover the federal deficit and the huge debt, that is really inevitable. So why do you want to postpone paying tax to some future perceived unknown advantage and then pull out your money out of a tax-deferred IRA or 401k when you're pretty much convinced taxes are going to be higher? That doesn't make sense. I'd rather pay tax on the seed and enjoy the harvest without tax. You may think I'm talking about a Roth. No, a Roth is a step in the right direction, but there's too many strings attached to Roths. There's only two benefits of a Roth. You take after-tax money, and it accumulates tax-free, and then you can take it out tax-free. But there's a lot of strings attached, okay? If you make a lot of money, you can't even qualify for a Roth. There's a limit to what you can put in. You can't touch it for 5 years or till you're 59 and a half. There's all these rules. See, the reason why I like the laser fund as my dream solution is because many savvy CPAs and tax attorneys refer to it as the rich man's Roth. And I snicker because you don't have to be rich to have a laser fund. But see, the rich can't own a Roth. And so this is their solution. But the other benefits, it has those two benefits of a Roth. I can take after-tax money. It accumulates tax-free. It's been that way for over 100 years in the Internal Revenue Code. And I can take it out tax-free if I do it the smart way. But see, a Roth will not allow me to put in a huge lump sum. Let's say I have a banner year and I have $300,000 that I'd like to sock away for my future. I can do that into the laser fund and it's tax-free when it accumulates and grows. You can't do that much money into a Roth unless it's a rollover from a traditional IRA or 401k. So it's just a one-off. But folks, if I needed $250,000 of that $300,000 back, a few days later, I can go in and grab it. There's no penalties. There's no charges by the IRS for doing that. You cannot do that into a Roth. You don't have that kind of flexibility. But there's not a Roth around that when I pass away, that the company will say, oh, we feel so bad. We're going to double or triple. We're going to send to the heirs, to your beneficiaries, way more money tax-free than what was in the Roth when you died. No, but see, the laser fund blossoms in value. If I were to die right now at my current age of 67, every dollar that I might have in my laser fund would right now blossom to $2.5. A million would blossom to $2.5 million and transfer tax-free. See, there's not a Roth around that'll do that. So that's why it's called the rich man's Roth, but it has all of these benefits of a Roth and a whole bunch more. And that's why I think it's the best dream solution. Why? Because it will give you sometimes 100 to 200% more in net spendable income. Do you know where most Americans have their yet-to-be-taxed IRAs or 401ks? In the market. And if it's in the market, Dalbar says that the average person in the market will only really average about 3.49%, about 3.5% over the long run. I'm talking about 10, 20-year periods, not just the last few years where the market's been going crazy because of the Trump economics and so forth. I'm talking about over the ups and the downs. And this is what precipitated the 4% rule in the financial services industry, because if you're only going to average 3.5% and you start taking out 4%, you're slowly depleting your nest egg, but not so fast that you will probably outlive your money. Well, that means if you had $1 million nest egg, a financial advisor, most broker-dealers will only allow you to pull out 4% or 40 grand a year unless you sign a waiver that you won't sue them for outliving your money if it's in the market. And so you pull out $40,000 a year, you pay tax, let's say, of 25%, that's $10,000. And then most money managers, asset managers, charge at least a 1% fee. 1% on a million is 10 grand. So you have another $10,000 in fees, you pull out $40,000. You pay $10,000 in tax, $10,000 in fees, you're only netting 2% or 20 grand.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.